You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. You aren't going to find anything else like it. They are our sponsors because I own three of them, and I truly believe in this machine. I truly believe in the people that work there and the product. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off. Just say, Coach Collins sent me. Coach Unplugged sent me, and they'll take really, 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 really good care of you. Trust me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. You're going to want to check it out before prices increase. You know, it's just that things happen. Coach Collins has only got so many hours in a day. Go over and check it out. It's got the roadmap. It's got everything that you need to become a better basketball coach in one stop. You know, if you're looking for clinic videos, if you're looking how to break a 1-3-1, if you're looking how to run a zone offense, if you're looking how to pick an offense, if you're looking for anything, it's got it there for you. As I hit my microphone, oh well. It also helps us pay the bills, helps us keep all these podcasts, the high school hoops and 5-minute basketball coaching podcasts and funnel down and all these things free to you. Teachhoops.com is what pays the bills and keeps the lights on. So we'd love if you went over and check that out, and let's head off to the podcast.
14 yards of bark down. So it's a lot of bark.
Oh, wow. That is a lot.
That's a lot. And I'm not quite done. I got like 12 done, and then I came in and watched the Bucks get their butts kicked by the Celtics. So,
yeah, I'm sorry about that, man.
I know. It is what it is. When they lost Middleton, they were in trouble. It's hard without you need a couple superstars on the floor at all times.
I got to say, I mean, I had never really seen Drew Holiday play before, and that kid's the real deal.
Oh, he's good. Like, we got three Middleton, him and Giannis. Now you can fill the spots. Like, I can go out and hit it, you know.
Yeah.
At that point, you're okay. Yeah, at that point, you're okay. But when one of them goes down, you can't win.
I thought Middleton was supposed to come back.
Now, from what I hear through the grapevine, it was his MCL.
And
it's bruised. So it's not torn. So bruised means that if he came – I mean, here's the question is, I don't think you push it. You need him for the next 5 years. So why would you – you know, you let him rest 100% heal over the summer. You know, he's coming off the Olympics. That's probably the right decision. Get him healthy. Get Giannis is, you know, mid-20s, late-20s. You know, you got to like,
Giannis's brother is a bit, that guy's crazy. High energy, the brother.
I know. And then they got a movie coming out about the whole Giannis story is coming out on Disney Plus. So that will be really cool, I think. The people can kind of know where he came from. Like, it's an interesting story. It's like, I think he is who he is because of that story. You know, he just came from nothing in Greece, and like the state of Wisconsin will give him Milwaukee if he wants it, as long as he stays. You know, he can have all.
What's his contract like?
Oh, he's got it. they got him in for like 7-8 years. They got him in a long termer, right?
Oh, they did. Okay, all right.
Good All right, stuff. It's just you. Looks like just you today. Too nice a day outside.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Shoot away. So, you got questions?
Yeah, so we had a tournament this weekend, eighth grade. And we're in the championship game. Of course, they scheduled it right at the same time as the Celtics-Bucks game. And I'm in Boston. So okay. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I went to the coordinator beforehand, and I'm like, we got to move this game. Like, we have to move this game any other time. We'll play it Sunday night. We'll play
right,
early.
Right.
Like, why 3:30 East Coast on Sunday? You kidding me? But anyway, so they came out, and they were playing zone. They were playing a 3-2 zone.
Okay.
But the 3-2 was extended. So the point of the 3-2, the top, was at half court. And then the other two guys were well above the three-point line.
There was a lot of space open then. There should have been a lot of space open. Yeah.
There was a lot of space open. And then the other two guys were basically positioned depending upon where I had my guys. So they were really trying to make it difficult to get the ball past that line, basically. That,
right.
That 1-2, you could call it a 1-2-2 or a 3-2.
Yeah,
but
it's almost like a 1-2-2. Okay, yep.
Yeah, it was very extended. And ironically, you know, I've been coaching for a while. It's the first time I had seen it that high, except for this past travel season, my fifth grade, there was a team that did the same thing. And I hadn't seen a team do that before. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I hadn't seen a team do that before. So I tried multiple things. Some of it started working because they came out of it and they went into man. And then we started catching up once they went to man. And then they went back to that. They went back to that zone. So I want to know how you would play that.
Were they trying were they trapping? Say that again. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the three guys up top were long athletic guys. It was a tall team, athletic team. My guards don't have a ton of height. So that's okay. One of the challenges that I was presented with.
Okay, so a couple things. Did they trap in the corners when you came across half court? I'm looking at it as a 1-2-2 more than a 3-2, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the same.
It doesn't matter. Same difference.
Yeah.
Did they trap in the corners? Not necessarily. I mean, if we were able to break that line, they kind of that whole 1-2-2 sunk down to be within the 3-point line.
So the key was to break it. So there's a couple things I would have done. I would have gone 2-3 against it. Because that free throw line in the middle was probably open. So 2-3, and I probably would have gone. I'm not sure the 1-4 would have been there at the younger ages, especially if they're longer, but I would have spread them out. Like, okay, those two guys at the elbow, who are you going to guard? I'm going to put four guys there and one guy bringing it up.
So you would put four guys basically across the free throw line?
Across the free throw, across as high as they go. And initially I would have gone a 2-3. I would have put two guards because it's always – you always want to go opposite the number. So if it's odd, you want to go even. So this is an odd front, the 1-2-2. So I'm going to go 2-3 against it. And I'm going to put a guy in the middle and then two guys in the wing. So if they suck the middle, then I got two guards. One of them is going to be able to get it into that athlete I put in the free throw line or wherever they were trapping, wherever they were coming up to, top of the three-point line. So initially I would have started with a 2-3. I'd have put two guards up there and made that one guard two. And then I would have put three guards. So those two bottom guys I'm going to make them come up.
Mm-hmm.
They probably didn't want to come up. They were probably told to stay back and protect the rim. So I'm going to try to make those three guys guard five. basically. Yeah. And what did you do?
So my zone offense, I call it 13. So you have one guy at the top, two guys high on the wings, so pretty far away from the three-point yep. line and tucked in, kind of lane line extended. And then I have one guy in the nail, one guy in the short corner. Okay. And then what we do is we pass to, it should be an easy pass to either wing. Yep. And then the guy who made the pass face cuts to not the deep corner, but a little higher than the corner, three. Okay. And then we've yep. got an overload. We've got short corner.
No, I like that. See, I think the issue is you had to break this and then you could have right. gotten into that. That's the issue, exactly. probably. And you probably need to press. Yeah. Because that will work against this.
So I tried that, and that wasn't working. Right. And then the wings ended up, ironically, they ended up trying to basically post up their two wing defenders to try to get the ball. And I'm like, so that was like a possession. I'm like, all right, this isn't good. So I switched to what I call X, which is basically two guys, two guard front.
Right.
One guy in the middle, because in the middle is wide open.
The middle's wide open. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the two guys down in the corners to see what they were going to do. And what they did is they still stayed three guys. They brought one guy up to guard the guy who I put in the middle. Right. And then the other guy, almost like they were playing a 1-3-1, that the guy under the hoop would basically shade to whatever side of the court the basketball was on to cut off that guy. So the only pass was cross.
Right.
And so,
yeah, it's almost like a 1-3-1 at that point because he's shifting that other guy over. It's 1-3-1. So then, because I don't know, I didn't see it. Explain what happened when they got the ball over half court. What did that team do and what your team do?
So if we were able to break it, if we were able to get past that three guard front, then we had a numbers advantage and the guys would come in from the side. I had the one guy going down the middle, and so especially the guy in the middle caught the ball. I mean, they were in trouble.
They're done. But right,
the guards really had trouble getting past those three. So I said, okay, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to basically run a horn series. So basically my two wings come up and screen for that center guy. And then whatever side you go, you know, whatever side he uses, whatever screen, that guy roll to the middle.
Was open. Wasn't that open?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
While my mistake was this, number one, my other two guys, they stayed nail and short corner. So the guy that was at the nail, it wasn't open because he was staying at the nail. They needed to go wide, like a true horn set.
Right.
And they didn't go wide. And okay. then the other big issue was, so when the guy tried rolling, he couldn't roll to the middle because my guy was there. So basically he did a face cut and we tried to start the offense that way instead. So we tried a few things and that actually started working. And we're able to get some buckets off of that. And then they came out of it and they went to man. And then,
I like that. I like that idea of the horn set, of setting some screens of again. And what the screens, what that's doing is, again, you're pulling your guys up. The right. problem is, and I don't know, this is eighth grade. They think they're open, but they're not open. Like, coach, I'm right. open. Coach, it's like, well, the guy can't see you because the guy that's guarding him is 6 inches taller than that guy. It's like, yeah. is that right? I mean, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
open. I'm open. Of course you're open. You're 35 feet away and I can't see you.
Right, exactly.
That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. man. Yeah. So it was just tough. It was just really tough to score. against that zone defense.
And the thing is, what I would do is, because again, maybe even like the 1-3-1, I would work on, because you'll see this maybe again at some point, I would work on the cutting. My guess is they, even when they got it over half court, they were overwhelmed with the size. Your guys needed to cut to open spaces, you know, like think about the half court line in the corner. If the ball gets there, you know, there should be three passing lanes. One should be down the sideline, one should be in the middle, and one should be across. And my guess is they were not cutting. They were trying to run the offense or do what you told them to do, and they weren't cutting to open space, is my guess.
Open space.
And that's what you got to teach them. Cut to open space.
Yeah.
It's like follow the light. Like that's where the opening is, the space. Like, and that if you get that in their head, then even in a full court, you teach them to cut to open space, because it's all about spacing. Like, again, watching the NBA, the Celtics, it's like the Celtics were so good at passing, but they were finding open space. Like, that's all they were doing. It was maybe an extra pass. And the second thing is, my guess is they panicked and they made quick passes.
Actually, because we've practiced it and kind of, I've had these kids fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade for winter, for AAU. And if in our league, the top teams put tremendous pressure on you.
So then there wasn't a pressure. It wasn't a freak out, because that's a lot of time. It's like, oh my God, someone's coming at me.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean, there was some forced passes to, you know, kids that they thought that were open who really weren't open. But I've gone over with them in practice. That, you know, whenever you're facing a trapping zone defense, you need to have three looks. You need to have sideline, middle, and back. So you have to fill those spots. So to make sure that you've got your teammates got options. So they were trying to do that. I mean, some of the kids.
Can you simulate this in practice? Do you have 10 kids that you can simulate in practice?
I do have 10 kids. It's kind of funny because we've got practice Thursday night and I want to try to run the horn series, but not have nail and short corner, have a true horn series and see if it works. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, but I don't have three tall athletic guards that can mimic, you know, what those guys were doing.
Did they over dribble?
My guys?
Yeah. So what did the other team get out of this? Did they speed you up? Did they get layups in the other way? What was the advantage for them?
So once we were able to break it, if we couldn't score, then we would get into the overload, right? So then the ball goes to, you know, the corner, but not deep corner. He would pass it to the short corner. They would trap him. If it goes to the short corner, I have my nail dive to the hoop. He's trying to bounce past it to him, but he's not open. I mean, they just clogged everything up in the middle. So I told the guys, I called the timeout. Exactly. I said, guys, we have to take what the defense is giving us. And what the defense is giving us is 3-point shots. So I'm sure this is music to your ears. Everybody's got the green light.
If you're open, shoot it.
If you're open. Yes. If you have to shoot it, you have to shoot. This is what they're giving us. They're shutting down everything else. So, you know, if it goes to the short corner, then I want that guy to fully drop to the 3-point corner, kick it back out to him, and you got to take the shot. You got to take the shot. So that's what we were getting is outside shots. And we hit a few, but not enough. I mean, we just weren't scoring. We had 17 points at halftime.
You weren't the Bucks today. We're like 3 for 35. So you weren't as bad as the Bucks today.
Right.
You can refer to your team as the Bucks when you go to practice on Thursday. Like, all right. I think that's, I mean, I think you're doing, I mean, yeah, I think you're doing the right things. The issue is like, are they cutting to open space? Are they not over dribbling? Are they not panicking? And again, I think that's a great point is give what they're giving you.
Yeah.
Like I thought they were turning it over. I thought they were making you turn over and scoring in the other way. If they weren't, that's good.
No, they really weren't. I mean, we were handling the pressure. It's just we weren't getting the shots that we wanted. I've got a couple skilled, you know, bigger kids that if we can get it to them in the short corner, if we can get it to them at the nail, that's great. I've got two kids that are pretty good. They're good outside shooters. And, you know, they took some shots when they could. But it just, we were, they were still trying to get it to those two kids, short corner and Nail. And it was just, we had turnovers there. That was
so the long-term issue. Lesson is you need more shooters from three.
Yeah, I know. I know. Seriously. Yeah.
Which is usually you can find those that are all that they at least they can do that.
So that was the issue. And then, and on defense, so they had a bigger kid that the coach put him on the post, and right from the first possession, the coach is yelling, "Give it to him! Just give it to him! Just give it to him!" So I had, you know, I had my guy playing on his hip, arm in front, deny the entry pass. If it did get in, I'd have my other big come over and trap my guard drop to cover, help the helper, right? And that was working, and that was, but what was happening is, was once that guard dropped to help the helper, that kid dove down, cut to the lane, and the big either if he couldn't score or if he tried to score and missed, that kid was just cleaning everything up.
Yep.
And so it was so that was frustrating.
Well, I think what you can do too, yeah, what we do with our guys too, and we double that, we basically say at that point we want him to kick it out and we'll recover. Like everybody just do what they were doing to you. Everybody, it's retreat at that point. Like, so that one guard, but everybody sinks. Because unless he's a really skilled big, most of them have a hard time. They're not passing to the other corner over their head. They're passing out or maybe the same side wing. Maybe the really good bigs can get the guy flashing down the main lane. But most of them aren't. First of all, most of them aren't giving it up. Second of all, most of them aren't making passes other than ball side. So sink and protect at that point is we usually.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I called timeout in the beginning of the second half. And I said, okay, change of plans. We need to adjust. They had one kid who was a good shooter. We had played them before. One kid was a good shooter. And I said, all right, whoever's guarding number two, you stay on him. But as soon as it goes in, I want the rest of the four of you to just run down to the paint, get in there and clog it up. Just clog. I said, make him kick it out. Make one of the other kids shoot from the outside. They haven't hit an outside shot yet. But if you're on two, stay on two. You don't collapse. You put everybody else go in. And so we had decent success. I mean, I think they only scored like 50 points on us, which is a decent amount. But yeah. The bigger issue was us scoring where we were able to. So that was a challenge. The big guy, but what really worked was around the 7 minute mark left in the game. We were down 20.
And you pressure. So
it might've been 7-8 minutes down 20. And I threw an extended 1-3-1 on him. And so basically we're trapping all four corners. And we ran that for the first five possessions. We ran it. We got four turnovers out of it. And we got it back to within nine.
That's a good rule. Pressure teams don't like to be pressured. I'm just telling you. It's weird. It's a weird thing. They don't – like, how dare you come at us? Like, yeah, yeah.
Change. I was shocked because their guards were skilled and they were big. So
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.